This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soda. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was what was so cool about the last few weeks was getting with Ryan, getting with Ian, getting with Trey, getting with Jeff King, and really huddling up and figuring out how we wanted to sequence the whole board. And to Ryan's credit, he stayed as disciplined as I've ever seen in terms of staying true to how we set it up. Sometimes that gets hard. Sometimes you want to pick for need, but we didn't necessarily do that. I feel really good about the direction we went and every decision we made along the way.
That was Ben Johnson. And as we continue to ask the question, now that the draft has wrapped up, you're on the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score, your midday team. It's not just trying to figure out whose draft was it, right? It's not just us asking Mark Grody yesterday if it was Ben Johnson's draft, if it was Ryan Poles' draft. And the answer is it's never just one. It's just how much was the influence there. It's also trying to figure out how much Ben Johnson is going to help fill in the gaps that maybe the Poles front office or the Poles team has missed when it comes to talent evaluation or knowing team fit.
Yeah, I think it becomes a matter of trust. And it's not a blind trust in Ben Johnson, but it's not a full 360-degree view of Ben Johnson because we don't know him as a head coach. We only know him as a dynamic play caller, an innovative play caller in Detroit and what he's able to do there in terms of build the offense up. Meanwhile, what we know about Ryan Poles is he's gotten some deals done that have been very beneficial to the Bears. I'm looking at you, Carolina Panthers. But at the same time, some of the picks, third round notwithstanding, have not hit. I mean, we know that the third round is an issue, right?
Crater.
It's been a problem. But I think the bigger thing is now, as we look at where the Bears are in terms of building the team, it's not a finished product yet. And obviously, we don't know just how much some of these rookies are going to contribute. We also don't know how much some of the pieces that are on this team are viewed by Ben Johnson in the same way as the last coaching staff. So how valuable or less valuable they are. So it's, do you trust the vision of Ben Johnson and his ability to mold what talent there is versus Ryan Poles' inability to build a great roster? We don't know how good or bad this roster is yet, and it's not even a finished product. But I do know Ryan Poles' track record has been these teams haven't been good enough to be 500. They haven't been good enough to win more than 7 games.
Yeah.
So I think I lean on the optimistic side that Ben Johnson's going to make the most of what Ryan Poles has brought to market, especially since he did have part of the process picking out players to fit his system. When you talk about a Colston Loveland, when you talk about the other offensive picks throughout the draft.
Yeah, I mean, you can even say that for even the seventh player pick that they had in Luke Newman. You know, offensive tackle out of Michigan, or offensive lineman out of Michigan State. You know, he's a guard. And again, they did get some more offensive line depth. Now, was it high enough? Because Ryan Poles has been known to do that. Like, we know he will draft offensive linemen late to have backups. But I think before the draft, there was a huge swell of people saying, it's going to be remarkably different. You know, it's going to be the priority. Like, when I think of Ben Johnson association with the draft, I'm still going back to how the Lions built their team. Whether or not he is actually associated with those decisions, you know, he was the coach who helped make them good. He was the coach who benefited from the Lions, starting with key pieces like Penei Sewell and Aiden Hutchinson. You know, he was the one who helped reap the benefits of that team building the way they did from the inside out. And then we know about the running back piece of it in Jahmyr Gibbs and how that fit into all of this. That was where I could say perhaps the offensive coordinator zigged when everybody zagged and it worked out. You know, if there was a discussion there. But I think what happens a lot of times is your front office is asking your coaching staff, how does this person fit on your team? The draft board may indicate how that person fits with your scheme. You know, we could be talking about Ruben Hippolyte, even though he was graded as an undrafted free agent in the fourth round, you're hoping for the Bears or for Dennis Allen or whoever had the hope in him that he ends up being a real key piece at linebacker because of that same reason. So all of that said, I still look at the first two picks and say, okay, Colston Loveland, very specific when it came to the assignment, when it came to why he was the best player for the Bears. You know, and that indicates, by the way, need. It indicates fit more so than how they felt about Tyler Warren. Is a detail, even when it's just the number 10 overall pick, enough to say he is filling in the gaps where perhaps the Poles drafting left off?
I think the tight end is important because we know he likes to use two tight end sets over 30% of the time. Last year he ran 12 personnel. I also think this is more about, because we're coming off the draft, what the draft has meant for the Bears. How many would you guess? How many, forget about all pro, how many Pro Bowlers would you guess the Bears have drafted since 2021?
So this is after Jalen Johnson?
This is after Jalen Johnson.
I know the answer.
Yeah. What's that answer, Layla?
Zero.
I want to really bust this down, right?
Let's.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. And 33 plus 8 is 41. That's the last 41 players they've taken.
Don't count the other 8.
Well, okay, you're right. 33 players they've taken. No Pro Bowls. That says something about what you're doing as an organization, does it not?
Also a topic for maybe our next 5 on it. Could Kyler Gordon be the one?
Who's going to be the next original Bear, like drafted Bear to be a Pro Bowler?
A Ryan Poles pick to be a Pro Bowler. Who's the most likely?
He's probably the most likely.
This year. Now you want it to be QB1 next year.
It's not that hard to be, like, Pro Bowl isn't one of those things where, oh, it's so hard. All pro, yes.
Yeah, we're not talking about all pro.
Pro Bowl, you could be a Pro Bowl replacement. You could be like the fourth or fifth guy alternate.
That's how people talk about Mitch Trubisky being a Pro Bowler. They're always like, oh, don't take the Pro Bowl too seriously, Mitch. We know how he got there.
Who is Lamar Jackson's backup? Who was a backup quarterback and made the Pro Bowl? Huntley? Jacob Huntley? What's his?
Tyler Huntley?
Tyler Huntley, yes. He made the Pro Bowl and he was the backup that year.
Snoop. That's what they call his nickname, Snoop, for whatever reason.
There's a lot of nicknames in Baltimore, in B-more, if you will. Like, remember the Heisman connection? Big Trust? All of those.
So, Ryan Poles has never drafted a Pro Bowler. That's where I was going with that.
Ryan Pace has. Yeah, he's drafted an All-Pro.
Yes, he has.
I am not bragging on Ryan Pace
guess
as a whole.
What? Guess
I am
what?
Not doing that. Don't even go there. You know how I feel about it.
Layla, Ryan Pace ain't here no more. All I'm talking about is who is here right now making decisions right now.
This is your right now plan?
This is my right now. I'm looking at Ben Johnson and saying, yeah, it's on you, big guy, because Ryan Poles has no track record of drafting guys who are Pro Bowlers. Not all pro, just a Pro Bowler.
That's starts to add up.
And that illustrates something that I think we have talked about, and you could talk about the lack of coaching on the field. You could talk about Ryan Poles getting a second run with Ben Johnson, and I think all of us feel much more confidently in his second head coach that he's picked compared to Matt Eberflus, the first head coach that he's picked. But the pressure is now on to develop some of these guys into beyond, oh, he's a starter on the Bears. What does that even mean? Yeah. When you don't have any Pro Bowlers, what does that even mean? You're a starter on the Bears. Not an NFL starter. You're good enough to start on the Bears. You're good enough to start on a team that has won. How many games did they win last year? That's five, right?
Oh, yeah,
and the year before, five. They won seven, right?
Yes.
And the year before that? The year before, three.
Yeah, I was going to say,
three
well,
and
it's whatever 15 minus that total is. Yeah.
So I think the standard has to be raised from us watching with our eyes and the league's evaluation of the Bears. And that's why I hope the answer is we trust more in Ben Johnson and his success than we do in Ryan Poles and his shortcomings. I hope that's the answer.
Well, and not to quote a segment that you've also heard on The Score.
Oh, goodness.
Ben's vision.
Hmm.
But you at least want to see how that plays out. You at least want to see how that person fits in. And you knew based on the specific need of the team what they wanted out of Colston Loveland. You know, so I do think that that is valuable in not only helping us see how this comes together, but also helping us see what he wants in somebody. You know, we've asked the question, outside of relative athletic score being a tiebreaker or a determiner for Ryan Poles' pick, what are the traits that get you from point A to B? I will again point out, Ozzie Trapillo is 6'8". I think arm length does matter to Ryan Poles. You know, I think height matters to Ryan Poles.
I think those things matter
to most.
At least
on your offensive line.
To most GMs, those things matter.
Well, there are some who don't care as much about arm length. You saw where Will Campbell went. He went 4th overall.
Yeah.
Skoronski's a Titan. You know, that didn't stop them from taking him. So that's part of the assessment where I feel like knowing what a Ben Johnson athlete is, at least after this season, will help us further understand that concept of it. But you're hoping that's the case. You're hoping that defined understanding of what your role is going to be is Ben Johnson saying to Ryan Poles, this guy can do this thing, and that's why I want him on my team. Or Dennis Allen saying, I see this person fitting in this way on the offense or on the defense. And I think that is the case with Dio Odengbo.
I'm so excited to find out.
You know what we missed yesterday?
What did we miss?
Wishing Grady Jarrett a happy birthday.
Yesterday was his birthday?
How are we supposed to fight for him as a show interview if we forget his birthday?
The short answer is with nunchucks. That's the short answer.
I thought we agreed we were going to cage fight other shows to get Grady Jarrett on.
They won't have nunchucks, and we will.
But we've got to woo him with good timing on birthday wishes.
Happy birthday. Happy belated.
I'm so sorry,
happy
Grady
birthday,
Jarrett.
Mike.
Wow.
Should we do that one more time just because?
Happy birthday, Mike.
Classic.
So, I feel like we're in a good spot, though, with knowing what is what and what is not with Ben Johnson. And we're going to get to find out all together.